What's new in business news, October 31st, 2013? Compact SUVs from Nissan, Ford next month. Credit card interest only on overdue amount, and political tensions spook investors. Automotive industry. Compact SUVs from Nissan and Ford next month. Nissan will join Ford in opening a new compact SUV segment in the Thai car market with public launches at next month's Motor Expo. The Nissan Juke and Ford EcoSport B-segment crossovers will create a new class below compact sport utility vehicles or SUVs, such as the Honda CR-V and Mazda CX-5. Official sales of the EcoSport will start at the 30th Thailand International Motor Expo at Impact Mueang Thong Thani from November 28th to December 10th. Prices have yet to be revealed, but insiders have hinted of prices less than 900,000 baht. Ford is building the EcoSport at its factory in Rayong, while Nissan is using ASEAN Free Trade Agreement benefits to import the Juke from Indonesia. The Juke has been sold globally for 3 years now. Honda is planning to build a rival to these SUVs next year at its new factory in Prachinburi Province. The EcoSport comes with a 110 horsepower 1.5 liter petrol engine and 6-speed automatic transmission, while the Juke gets a bigger 117 horsepower 1.6 liter engine and a CVT gearbox. Credit cards. Credit card interest only on overdue amounts, according to new law. Under the new Credit Card Business Act, expected to take effect in July or August next year, credit card issuers can only start charging interest on the overdue amount after the repayment date. While now they can charge immediately after a cardholder has bought products or services. Typically, credit card lenders set the billing cycle at 45 days. The new law will shorten the interest calculation period and reduce the interest income of lenders, so lenders are promoting card spending to maintain revenue. Gasagon Bank forecasts the new law will shave 300 to 500 million baht in income off its revenue. The bank has outstanding credit card loans of 50 to 60 billion baht, with half contributing to interest income. Thailand's outstanding credit card loans total 260 to 270 billion baht, with 130 billion or 50% revolving balances. Economic sentiment. Political tensions spook investors. Renewed protests against an effort to pass the controversial amnesty bill are worrying business operators, who fear clashes will damage the economy. Heightening political tensions are spooking investors, with the SET index tumbling 1.7% yesterday. A mass rally is expected after the opposition Democrat Party decided to call nationwide protests to oppose the bill, which is aimed at giving amnesty to people convicted of crimes linked to political incidents since the 2006 coup that ousted Thaksin Shinawatra. Anti-government groups are concerned it could return Thaksin home a free man. The International Court of Justice's ruling on the border dispute between Thailand and Cambodia over the ancient Prawihar Temple set for November 11th could be another political threat. If the situation escalates, it might worsen confidence in the industrial sector, which has already been slow. The Thai Industry Sentiment Index dropped to its lowest level in 23 months in September at 90.4 points. The tourism sector, the only sector that is performing well, might also be hit hard. Bad news regarding protests could trigger a panic that might lead to foreigners canceling their trips to Thailand during the festive season, which is arriving soon. There is also a concern that conflicts will delay infrastructure development projects. According to retail experts, peaceful marches will have no effect since Thais are familiar with political rallies. But if anyone is injured, the shopping atmosphere will be affected immediately. If crowds march in Bangkok's central area, it will immediately affect public lives, business activities, and spending power. Inner Bangkok is a shopping destination for foreign tourists whose spending accounts for 40 to 60% of sales at a time of low spending power for Thai customers.